I hope you enjoy this. Thank you. Hi, Philip Rolla here. So, for our first podcast, I'm going to talk about fluids. I think they're very much in the forefront of everyone's mind. There's been a lot of changes in the last few years. There's meta-analyses that tell you to do this or do that. There's guidelines that tell you to do this or do that. There's what your trusted teachers from medical school and residency have told you to do. And how do we sort all that out? Again, since my primary premise is to make people think, I'm going to start with not with what we have available to give and try and debate among that which one is the best and isn't and why not, but rather what would be the best fluid to give. So I might be working a little bit backwards here, but and maybe stating obvious, but I think sometimes it's a matter of connecting the obvious to some of our practices which are not necessarily so obvious. So what do we have going around our system? We've got blood going around our system. Blood is, as you know, an exceedingly complex fluid, an admixture of cells, proteins, electrolytes, and a handful of other things tossed in there for good measure. So blood is a colloid, that is, in an electrolyte bath. So that is the ideal circulatory fluid for the human body. Let's remember that as premise number one. Now, premise number two is that there cannot be a one single best fluid for all circumstances. Why is that? Because the various circumstances that result in us requiring, quote unquote, fluids are not all the same. If I'm in hemorrhagic shock and I bled out half my blood volume, what I need is blood. That would be, in an ideal world, the best resuscitation fluid, or the best fluid to administer. That's what I'd need. In time, I'll make it myself, providing the bleeding stopped and I survive. I'll make that blood myself. It'll just take some time. If I've had the worst episode of cholera and I'm completely dehydrated and I've lost a ton of electrolytes, the best fluid is not blood, but is some mixture of water and electrolytes. Because I've got still all my red cells. They're still all floating around in there, and I don't need any more. And I've got all my, well, maybe not all my protein, but, you know, I've got most of my blood components. What I've lost is water and electrolytes. So I need some kind of a crystalloid equivalent in that case. If I am suffering of vasodilatory / septic shock, and I'm vasodilated and hypotensive, for the purpose of this discussion, I'm going to assume that, quote-unquote, I need fluid, which is another topic we can discuss about another day. But what's the best kind of fluid I would need for this type of fluid resuscitation? Interesting. I don't think blood would necessarily be it, since I've got all my blood cells, and blood does come with some setbacks, although here we're still talking about this theoretical fluid resuscitation. Let's say I'm, particularly in this case of sepsis, I'm not particularly dehydrated, meaning I haven't lost much of my total body water. I've just redistributed it and de-stressed my venous system. due to abnormal vasodilation or failure of regulatory systems. So do I need, is the best fluid for me really a isotonic crystalloid? Which will, as we know, extravasate into the interstitial space at an alarming rate of 65 to 80%. I doubt it. I don't know what the best fluid is in this circumstance, but it's an interesting question. So I think the important thing when you're looking and at fluids, and whether you're looking at them today or in 20 years, when there's bound to be a bunch of new synthetic and non-synthetic and recombinant and who knows what kind of fluids they'll have made by then, that there can't be a single best fluid for everything at a single best amount for everyone. It's just not how it works, because everyone is different, both in levels of their physiology baseline and their pathology that's happening to them. So I think I'll stop there, because the point is really just to open up minds and see what you think. And in further podcasts, we'll definitely be speaking about the fluid issues a lot more. Thank you.